The Memphis Brooks Museum of Art celebrates its 100th anniversary this year. WKNO's Culture Desk looks at some of its essential works spanning 10 decades. This week, Brooks director Emily Balloon Neff talks about one of the museum's very first paintings.
It's a tour de force of technique and virtuosity. Painter Cecilia Beau uses every trick in the book to capture the sophistication of her subject, a woman dressed in a brilliant array of white hues, from her soft mink stole to a sheer sleeve down to an immaculate glove. Sitting at a polished black table, she is no ordinary sitter. She's the painter's friend and Memphis Arts patron Bessie Vance Brooks. In the early 1900s, when the art world was dominated by men, Beau and Brooks were notable women in the arts. Philadelphia native Cecilia Beau became the first full-time woman teacher at the prestigious Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts. Her figure painting was world-renowned. As for Brooks, her most famous act of philanthropy in 1913 occurred 2 years after sitting for this portrait. To honor her late husband, the Memphis widow gave her hometown $100,000 to found what is now the Memphis Brooks Museum of Art. That would be about $2 million today. Doors opened in 1916, and a year later, we hosted an exhibition of women painters and sculptors. Our painting of Bessie Vance Brooks and another of her husband Samuel Hamilton Brooks, also by Cecilia Beau, became the first two works in the museum's permanent collection. I'm Dr. Emily Balloon Neff, Executive Director of the Brooks Museum.
Visit WKNOFM.org to see today's featured work of art.